Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Today, I am joined in the studio by Ian Brasher, co-founder of a new network society for small businesses in Essex called Chelmsford Business Partnership. The CBP are going to have so many great events happening to support local businesses, and Ian's going to be popping by every month or so to keep us up to date with all the exciting things happening. Hi, Ian, how are you?
I'm great, Georgia. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's exciting to have you in the studio, I was just saying. But one of the first people to actually be in here with me. It's so exciting.
I'm honoured.
Let's get straight into it then. How did the CBP first come about? Why was it important to you and your co-founder, Sally, that you started this?
It was really Sally driving it all, to be quite fair. She's been someone who has been very, very keen to get businesses helping each other. And that was why we started talking about forming something like this. There's lots of groups around, as you're quite aware, but having something that's different and something that's built for the sole purpose of getting people to talk together, to get to know each other and work together, which is why we've got the connect, communicate, collaborate as the tagline for CBP. It is what drives things. We've both been in organisations sometimes together, working along the same lines, trying to get people thinking about how can I help this person, how can I help that person, and not necessarily just on their own, but about how can I help someone with their offering to make it a bit more full, a bit more complete. And so that's how it came to be, in all fairness. Sally had a business called the Business Connector, and that was kind of what she was doing. She was working for businesses, trying to find other businesses that they could either talk to in terms of direct support, or in order to gain further exposure for them, so that everyone wins. And that's what we want. We want everyone to be a winner.
I think that's so important, particularly during lockdown, whilst, you know, people haven't been able to meet up physically. It's so important to have those networks there. You focus on local small businesses, and obviously it can be a really tricky time getting a business off the ground. And it's so great to see like a support network like that. I think it's really important. I know you also have a background in business consultancy, right?
Yes, I do. And it's, you know, out there at the moment, a lot of the time, it's a case of feast or famine. There are certain businesses, because of what they do, you know, they are run off their feet, they're hiring people, and there's others that are thinking, how am I going to put food on the table next week? It's a real extreme. And it's so difficult to generalise as to say, well, this is how you can do this, this is how you can do that. But the whole idea of the partnerships is, as you say, to bring people together, to make them feel like there's a safe community. And that's another, you know, C word that's really important to us. You know, and as we were playing with names for the group, you know, community was one of the ones that was very high on the list that needed to be understood. It's not just about Sally or myself driving things. It's also listening to the people who either are or who want to become members, because that's how, as a whole, we'll move forward, is to be a community.
Absolutely. So if we get into the sort of specifics of what the network provides, what do your members hope to gain out of it, and what can they expect on a sort of monthly basis, day by day?
The vision we've got is to provide regular groups that our members can attend. Now some of those are going to be run centrally, and there's going to be a business breakfast once a month, there's going to be a business lunch once a month, there's going to be a well-being evening once a month, and there's going to be what we're classifying as a meet the partnerships once a month, particularly once the restrictions ease and we can meet face-to-face again. But also the thing that we're piloting is what we call peer groups. This is basically trying to organise our members into rough industry sectors. And the role of the peer groups is to talk amongst themselves, highlight issues that are across their particular industry or things that they believe other industries might need to know about what they can provide. And we've already covered some of the topics that our members have. We've had someone talking about mediation rather than litigation. Mm. We've had people talking about how to finance your business in maybe some more unconventional ways if you've got certain elements within your business. So something for the more established business, but you know, inventive in terms of how that they can utilise all of the funds that could be available to them. And the well-being evenings that we've had have been particularly well supported. We've gone through quite a few topics already. And then when we come to charities, we had a great talk from Blesma at one lunch. And it was fabulous that, you know, through watching and hearing from the Blesma representative, that people wanted to be involved. It was absolutely great, and Blesma was so pleased with what happened as a result of that particular event. So there's various ways in which you know, people can be involved, but the thing is, unless you kind of pitch in and help with, you know, this is what I would like to either to say or to hear about, it's difficult for Sally, myself and the other kind of founders of the group to continually come up with ideas that are going to be relevant. So, and that's why the peer groups are there. Mm. It's a grassroots up communication tool, which we think is going to be vital.
Well, I think that can often be such a benefit with sort of a new network or anything like that, is people get a say in how they think it would best help them and how they can best contribute to it as well. I know that's really important to you, that it's more than just you guys providing sort of facilities and spaces for people. It's also about members contributing their own experiences and helping in various ways other local businesses. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You've got various cliches. You've got no man is an island, no one is an expert on everything, and that's the what's kind of underlying this. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, the leader of a multinational organisation, and you know, you have people like Richard Branson saying, you know, I rely on certain people, and I put people around me that are sometimes more intelligent on certain matters so that the business improves. Mm. It's that kind of model that we're trying to recreate, not just within one business, but across a whole community of businesses. So, yeah, it's quite challenging. But we think it's doable. And to come back to, you know, the reasons why, it's this communication element. And we want to help people to really believe there's a safe space there, so that they can bring up these concerns, they can bring up the things that they think are important, maybe share something that they've learned that's been really beneficial to them.
Well, that all sounds so great. It's going to be such an awesome network. It's going to continue to build. I know that. We're going to talk a little bit in a bit about all the stuff coming up this month. But first, I thought we'd have a little bit more music.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I have been chatting to Ian Brasher about the Chelmsford Business Partnership. Hi, Ian, how are you?
I'm good, still good.
Still good from 10 minutes ago.
it's still a bit wet out there, but...
It know. Is. We're seeing a lot of things flying around outside the window, actually. It's looking quite mental outside. We were chatting a little bit, as I say, about CBP and the amazing things that they have coming up and planned. Let's get a little bit more into detail about that. I know you had a meeting yesterday. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, it's a bit of a special meeting for us. We'd been, Sally and I have been talking quite a while about what we could do from a social responsibility perspective. And we came up, as many companies do, about having a charity of the year. Mm. And no, there are so many good causes out there. And you know, some of them have been kind of with us as well, interested in joining, interested in being able to speak about the things that are important to them. And a couple of weeks ago, we decided that we would choose Kids Inspire to be our charity of the year. And then a couple of days after we made that decision, lo and behold, they pop up on BBC News with a little article about, you know, the great things that they've been doing over the past 12, 18 months and dealing with their own issues over lockdown. You're talking about businesses having problems.
Charities have really been hit
by it. Yeah, they've been hit really hard. So that was brilliant. And we had our first panel session as well within that meeting. So again, we had some of the people that have been with us from the start, the founding members, sharing information about being visible, about how you can avoid knowledge gaps, and about the kind of impacts that can happen if things do go wrong. So we covered over those sorts of things, and also we had some giveaways. So someone actually won a whole year's membership.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to be able to give something away. And you know, the person that received it has said thank you, of course, but they're very grateful. And then we put the post out on social media last night as to everything. And there's more things that we're doing today, actually. There were some giveaways from Jill and Richard at Attraction Engage, Ben from Backhouse Listers, Isla from What If Events, and something from me as well, from our normal kind of day-by-day business, if you like. So, you know, we'll be contacting people about that tomorrow, and that's what they've got the opportunity to take advantage of as well.
Well, that sounds great. And you mentioned a panel there and founding members speaking on it. Is that something going forwards? We talked a little bit before about members and what they can contribute. How do you plan to approach the sort of speakers side of it and having events in the future?
Well, funny enough, during this last week, I've been talking to a couple of people because, of course, the landscape has been changing. Mm. So there were and have been lots of help and support about public speaking, about how to position yourself to get in contact with particular types of businesses. But of course, networking has changed over the last 12 months, and hopefully I've secured someone to come and talk about, you know, the difference between physical and virtual networking and how to get the best out of either or both. And also, I was talking to someone about how to be able to put in for tenders with local authorities. I mean, what local authorities are having to do at the moment is immense. The work they're having to do around just managing grant processes is huge. So, you know, what can the normal business do about finding out whether they've got the opportunity to work with a local authority in some way, whether they're more on the construction line. There's quite a few kind of contractual relationships that they can have as well, from a service side as well as construction. So there's quite a lot to talk about and let people know about out there.
Absolutely, lots of great sort of virtual events coming up as well. I know in the next sort of month or so, you've got them set up till June.
So we've got everything set up to the end of June, and you know, we've made the decision that all of the virtual networking will remain free until the end of June, and then we're going to keep an eye on what the government are saying, what will or will not happen with restriction easing. And we want to make sure that no matter what happens, if we do get to have face-to-face meetings, then we want people to feel safe and we'll be following the appropriate guidelines. And we may start off very small and again, have some pilot sessions. The same as we did, you know, when we started out with our main pilot virtual sessions in February. And we were blown away with how well we were supported in those. And it will be fabulous if we were supported in the same way. But this time, of course, it will be different. It will be people recognising, you know, that we're trying to do something that's going to be sensitive for some people, so there may be some strange things that we ask them to do, and we hope they'll support us in that.
Absolutely. So I know for the coming month, can you sort of give us any hints about things coming up this month, maybe?
Yeah. So just next week, we've got a bit of a special event, actually. It's an additional wellbeing event, and it's tips about how to get a good night's sleep.
Really important.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of people stressing about various things, and we're hoping that that's going to be helpful to people. And just so to kind of round off, you know, we're not just necessarily wanting to enlighten people about, you know, the financial sides of business. We're also looking at the psychological side of business. So the next event we've got is on Friday the 4th of June as a breakfast event, and that's about helping people to recognise and break cycles of domestic abuse. And of course it happens to either of our fair sexes, so it's an important one. Then we've got another networking event on the 8th of June. Again, it's a general wellbeing event. There's no special speaker at the moment for that one. And then on the 10th of June, as I mentioned before about the peer groups, we've actually got something that's come up from there.
Okay.
So on the 10th of June, we've got Sarah McKee Harris, who is hosting a meeting about how to attract and retain your top talent. And it's important, no matter what size business you are, to get the best people for you to work in your business. And I'm a great believer personally in, you know, you can normally teach people how to do something, but you need to identify the right someone. And I think, you know, that's going to be how to identify the kind of traits that are right for you, so that you can attract that type of a person and keep them in your business.
Absolutely. Well, they sound like such great events. How can people get involved, sign up as members? How can they find out about these events coming up?
Well, we're on both Facebook and LinkedIn under Chelmsford Business Partnerships, and we do post out all of the events on there. We're in the same kind of position as everybody else. We're not quite sure what the face-to-face events are going to be like, but hopefully you know, we may try something at the end of June, and we are looking to see what we can do in July and August. But so they can sign up there to the events. We will also be putting out some links on there to enable people to join through our website. So the website is also just going live. So same as everything, it needs some tweaks, and it will be changing, but hopefully within the next week or so people actually able to be will be able to sign up through the website, and there'll be a variety of options. And when I say that, we don't have sort of gold, silver, bronze membership. It's just one membership. You're a member or you're not. The only thing that we do is recognise that the smaller you are, the more difficult it can be to find the money to pay. So we've come up with a monthly payment scheme, so people can pay monthly, or if they believe they can afford the membership in one lump sum, then they've got the option to do that. And the great thing is, you know, for brand new businesses, memberships start from £60 a year or £6 a month. So we really do want to be seen to be available to everybody, and to bring on, you know, the educational side of things, to encourage people to take part in the peer groups. And we know that we've got people, again, with us from the start, who are willing to help people and be accountability partners or mentors or something like that. So that, you know, this whole development journey continues.
Well, that sounds great. One final thing before you go in, about young people. I know it's really important to you that younger people have the opportunity to get involved and learn about the industries as well.
Yeah, we're actually still developing a program. The aim is to release it in time for the school year in September. And it's going to be focused in two ways. So when people come out of either school, college, university, they're either going to start up their own business or they're going to go into some kind of more corporate environment. And we want to help them in both areas. So for the people that want to start their own business, what does it entail? And the reason why we want to start it with that year, some of our group are talking with people at ARU, and there's generally that people start thinking about exactly what they're going to be doing about a year before they leave uni. So by doing it then, we're actually looking at encouraging people to make their decision and to give them the best chance of succeeding in whatever they do. So if they want to go into a more corporate thing, then they'll have a course of things to go through and get there quite quickly.
Well, that all sounds amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ian. I look forward to catching up with you in about a month's time about all the things with CBP related.
Thanks, Georgia. It's great being here.